Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Wall Street is fast becoming a ghost town, and that's not even remotely an exaggeration. In the past 6 months, one Fortune 500 company after another has packed up, left town, and headed south. JP Morgan Chase now has more employees in Texas than in Manhattan. But here's what's really terrifying the people in City Hall. This isn't about a few companies. This is about the entire financial ecosystem abandoning ship, and it's all happening even before their ultra-woke socialist mayor takes office. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. You're a patron professor. I hope you're having a wonderful week in the lead up to Christmas. It's so exciting. And I've got a last-minute Christmas idea for you. Take a guess at what this is. This is absolutely amazing. I'll give you a hint. The older we get, the less we hold on to heat. So imagine being stranded in a broken down car in the middle of the night and having to walk for help. You know, a simple rainstorm, even in the summer, that can mean hypothermia. And so that is where this little beauty comes in. I'm going to bring it. I kid you not. This is a full-size, heat-reflective emergency sleeping bag that actually fits into the palm of your hand. I've never seen anything like it. It's absolutely amazing. And you heard it right. I mean, it's an emergency thermal sleeping bag that can keep you warm down to Arctic temperatures. It's waterproof. It's windproof. It's bright orange, as you could see, so you could be spotted in a disaster. And look at this thing. It's like 7 feet long, 3 feet wide. It's incredible, but it fits in your glove compartment. I've never seen anything like this. Sierra Madre, the genius creators of this emergency sleeping bag, made it small enough to fit in your pocket, your glove box, your junk drawer, your go bag, whatever. But it packs such an amazing punch. I sweat in it anytime I get into it. It's amazing. And I made sure to get a whole bundle of them for all my family to keep in their glove compartments. And now you can too. This week, the Patriots over at Sierra Madre have to clean out their warehouse before a new shipment arrives for the new year. So they're marking these puppies down over 59% for the holidays. You heard that right, 59%. Click on that link below and get one each for your whole family and save a bundle before the sale ends. Oh, and I almost forgot, the 10-pack, it ships free. So you're double your savings. So don't wait. I mean, these aren't available in any stores or big box retailers. And the only place you can get this warehouse clean out deal is if you click on that link below right now. These are going to make for gifts your entire family will never forget this Christmas. You're going to love it. Click on that link below right now. The Democrat enclave of New York City is experiencing a business exodus like never before. While well-known titans like Tesla, Chevron, Oracle, and Charles Schwab have all left the ultra-blue state of California, that's nothing compared to what's happening in New York. Since 2005, New York has gone from hosting 125 Fortune 500 companies to hosting just 50 today. New York has lost an astonishing 60% of its Fortune 500 companies in just the last two decades. Meanwhile, Texas now has 54 Fortune 500 companies, and that number is climbing. Florida has 22. And as a result, the financial services sector, the lifeblood of New York's economy, is hemorrhaging jobs. In the first half of this year alone, from January to August, the financial services sector lost 8,400 jobs. In that same time frame last year, it gained 6,400. So that's a 15,000 job swing in the wrong direction. JP Morgan Chase employs nearly 32,000 people in Texas as compared to 24,000 in New York. Let that sink in. The company that defines Wall Street has more people in Texas than in Manhattan. But what makes all of this even more astonishing is that this Democrat-induced disaster was happening before New Yorkers voted in Zoran Mamdani this past November. Mamdani, of course, ran on a Democratic socialist platform, promising to raise taxes on corporations and wealthy New Yorkers. And so, since November, the corporate exodus that's been devastating New York for the last two decades has only accelerated. It's being reported that relocation attorneys in the state of Florida are reporting an unprecedented surge in inquiries. Corporate filings data obtained by Florida news outlets revealed that multiple New York companies filed relocation paperwork in just the weeks following Mamdani's election. In fact, they're calling it the Mamdani migration. It's an unprecedented number of leftugees, both residents and businesses, and they are officially leaving the state and they are not coming back. This isn't about culture. It's not about geography anymore. It ain't about weather. It's about money. Bottom line, basic, brutal economics. Now, if you don't know, New York's top personal income tax rate is 10.9%. It's the third highest in the nation.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
But it's even worse if you live in the city. There, you're going to pay an additional 3.9% in New York City taxes. That means a high earner pays nearly 15% of their income to the state and to the city. That's on top of federal income tax. A person earning $200,000 per year pays approximately $13,000 more in taxes to New York than they would in Florida. That's $13,000 annually that could be reinvested, saved, or spent in the economy, except it's all going to Albany and City Hall. For businesses, it's even starker. A company with $1 million in profits faces a corporate tax rate of 6.5% in New York, sometimes higher with additional business taxes. In Florida, the corporate tax rate is 5.5% with zero state income tax. According to analyses, a firm moving from Manhattan to Boca Raton could save approximately $7.5 million annually on taxes, rent, and labor costs, a 22.5% reduction. And Wall Street professionals are acutely aware of this. Here's what's already keeping the mayor-elect awake at night, all right? Every company that leaves New York City, everyone, takes what's called a multiplier effect with it. So J.P. Morgan's 32,000 employees in Texas, they don't just reduce Manhattan's direct tax base. Those 32,000 workers, they're not eating lunch at Manhattan restaurants. They're not paying rent on Manhattan apartments, right? They're not shopping at Manhattan stores. They're not using Manhattan's subway system. And as a result, commercial real estate in New York is collapsing. Manhattan office vacancy rates have been climbing for years, and the exodus is accelerating that decline. Lower occupancy means lower property tax revenue. Exactly what the city needs more of, especially if Mandani is going to keep all them promises. But because corporations and wealthy individuals are leaving, the ripple effects are being felt everywhere. Service providers from law firms, consultancies, tech vendors, accounting firms, they're all facing reduced demand. They're all either going to have to downsize or inevitably they're going to follow their clients south. And as a result, the economic doom loop only intensifies. Now, New York officials have been panicking over this, even before Mamdani. They've been rolling out incentives, you know, tax breaks, subsidized rent, streamlined permits. But none of it is working. Executives view these as, frankly, band-aids on a structural wound. The real issue isn't a lack of incentives. It's the overall business climate. It's horrible. It's the fact that you now have a radical socialist mayor-elect who claims that businesses and billionaires are the real enemy. They're the real criminals, and he promises to punish them. Why on earth would you stick around for that? And Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, he ain't helping New York's cause. Just a couple of months back, he literally rang the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange to celebrate Texas's zero personal and corporate income tax rates and reasonable and predictable regulatory environment, as they call it. New York officials like Governor Hochul actually doubled down. They remained defiant. They said, "We're not taking business advice from Greg Abbott." Well, okay. But the joke's on them. That defiance might have played well at a far-left political rally, but every CEO watching that exchange got the message. New York is hostile to business, while Texas openly welcomes it with open arms. Bottom line, this is beyond politics now. This is economic triage. New York lost its relevance, its relative dominance, decades ago. But for years, the city limped on, you know, sustained by Wall Street wealth. That era is over. Between 2017 and 2022 alone, 125,000 New Yorkers moved to Florida, taking $9.2 billion in annual income with them. And with the Mamdani migration only getting started, that exodus is only going to get worse. The question is no longer whether New York will decline. The question is how fast and whether that decline becomes irreversible. Until then, the next chapter of New York's economic story is certainly being written, but not in New York. It's being written in Texas and Florida and red states throughout the nation. And unfortunately for Mamdani, those states are winning. And they're winning big. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
The
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.